How are we doing?
Good. I wanted to follow up with something that you mentioned on Wednesday. You were asked about your working relationship with Tom, and you said every year is different. Just wondering how this year might be different.
It's just different teams, different players. I mean, he's great to work with. Nobody's better prepared than Tom. Tom's always ready to go, always on top of it. It really takes coaching well, and he's got a lot of good ideas. But each year is different. Our team's different. Our players are different. Our opponents are different. So every week's different.
There was a story in the Globe earlier this week, and they had reported that some of Alex Guerrero's access to the team had been restricted. Has that in any way impacted how you and Tom have worked together?
Yeah, this is another with no sources, right? Yep. Yeah. I'm not going to get into that. Yeah. Yeah, because there are none mentioned. Yeah.
Has his access been limited this season?
Look, we have a lot of people that work for our team outside of the team, and there are different relationships, different situations with dozens of other people. So I'm not going to go through a case by case of what everybody does, what so forth. I mean, that would be impossible to do, and I'm not going to do it.
Since Moses Cabrera has taken over the strength and conditioning program, how has he done?
Great. He's done great. Does a great job. Our team's in good condition. I think they're strong. They're in condition. They train well. I think he gets the most out of them.
When you're watching tape of your opponent, Bills namely, what can you learn about a new head coach other than just X's and O's? What are things that you can pick up by studying the film?
Well, I think you just, and just as a composite, a lot of times you don't know exactly who's doing what, but you just see what the team does, and that's what you prepare for. So whether it's a quarterback, an offensive coordinator, a head coach, the offensive line coach in the running game, and take the same people on defense and special teams, coordinators, head coach, specialist, signal caller, key guys. However it all comes out, the bottom line for you is that's how it comes out. So the inner workings of who actually does what, sets up what, whose call is it, and so forth, doesn't matter as much to us as what the final result is and what we have to defend or what we have to deal with. So that's really what we try to identify is how they play certain situations, what their strategy is, or what they're going to present to us that we have to deal with. However that comes out, whoever called it or set it up or strategized it, that means a lot less to us than what they actually do.
Do you find yourself, can you develop an opinion on a coach? I know this is only the second game.
I think Sean's done a great job out there. Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. They play well every week. They've had a couple, like we all have, games that haven't gone the way you want it to go. The teams bounce right back. They're competitive in all three phases of the game for 60 minutes pretty much every week. They play consistently. They're tough. They make very few mistakes. I know this is twice now preparing for them. You look on the film, you just don't see many mistakes. They don't make errors. You have to beat them. You have to execute well. You have to make good plays. They're not there because they're out of position, because they do something wrong. You have to make those happen. And if you don't do a good job of what you're doing, then they'll capitalize, which they have done a good job of. They're plus +7 in turnovers. They play with good field position. They've won a lot of close games. I don't know, 5-2 in close games or whatever it is. So They've played well in competitive situations. You see those things week after week after week after week, and now after 14 weeks, that's all starting to add up. So I think Sean's done an excellent job with the composition of the team, the amount of turnover they've had. They have a lot of new players in there. He's put that together well. They work very cohesively. I've talked about the secondary and their pass coverage, how well coordinated that is. Offensively, they do a good job of getting the ball to all their skill players. Certainly McCoy is a featured guy, but whether it's Cadet or Tolbert earlier in the year or O'Leary or Clay or the receivers, the quarterback, they've been productive with a lot of different players doing different things. So that's, I think, a testament to how well-coached they are and how they're able to utilize all their resources. And they're good in the kicking game. Specialists are good. They're a physical coverage team, a physical return team. Tate's had a good year. But they've got strong physical players and fast, disruptive players. They have a good combination on special teams. Danny does a good job. He's an excellent special teams coach that has good schemes and a sound, always hard to play against. They play good situational football. So, yeah, I mean, this is a tough group, and they do a lot of things well, and they make you beat them, which is got to go out and play well.
As one of the younger captains on the team, David Andrews, what's been your impression with his leadership role on the team and the time that he's been here?
Good, really good. He has a natural position of leadership at center. That's a high communication position, coordinating the offensive line calls or identifying the defense that our opponents are in, the front, or you know, who's a linebacker, who's a defensive lineman, how do we want to treat certain players in different looks. And he does a good job in all that communication, and then his off-the-field leadership as a captain, I think, has been very good this year. We've had those type of players before, those second-year captains like Devin, like Gerard. David's a third-year captain. Duran, again, kind of a younger captain. But it's a little different for those guys compared to the Slaters and the Brewskis and the Troy Browns and the guys like that that have been around for a long time when you're a younger captain. But you see those guys grow, and in time I'm sure they will become – like what many of our more experienced captains have become. They're just in that, they're not at the end of the process, they're at the start of the process. But David does a good job. He connects well with all the players, offense, defense, linemen, backs, coaching staff. He gets along well with everybody, and that's a good quality to have.
Just in terms of McDermott, when you're watching him coach this team, do you see any Andy Reid correlation or any Jim Johnson correlation from
you? I mean, I think defensively, a lot of what you see is what you saw at Carolina. Not saying it's the same, but it's more similar to that than. I mean, Andy's really an offensive coach. You know, Dennison does a good job. Rick does a good job of having a lot of different ways to attack the defense. He's creative and, again, utilizes the personnel well. So when that's Taylor, it's Taylor. The Wildcat scheme that we saw, things like that, using Joe Webb, who's been a very productive player for him in the kicking game as well. So they do a good job of that. Again, who all came, I think that's a question you'd have to ask Sean, really. I mean, who influenced him or who he, you know, I don't really know the answer to that question.
To have in the NFL or on the same team. In this case, the Hollister twins just being here as undrafted free agents is really rare. Mm-hmm. What did your department see from both those guys that first attracted them to sign as undrafted free agents, and what's allowed them both to stick around in their respective positions this year?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because of players like that, they were separated, and say compared to Devin and Jason, just to pick another example, where they were at the same school, and even though they're a year apart, with Jacob and Cody being at Wyoming and Arkansas and not really being together as much. It's kind of interesting how that came together. But, you know, Cody played, obviously, in a good conference with a lot of other good receivers at that position. He was also involved in the kicking game and was a guy who did a lot of things, but was kind of a developmental player. Saw him as his best football being ahead of him, but with a good work ethic. And Jacob, Wyoming, same thing, kind of changed positions, bounced around a little bit. Again, Wyoming's a good program, just obviously not quite at the same conference level as what Arkansas was. And it's a good workout. It's a good person to work with, smart, works hard, just, again, felt like he was underdeveloped as a football player and had a good future in front of him. So he actually trained at Arkansas in the off season. So you know, we had Derby from there from a couple of years ago. Say that there's some comparisons between Hollister and Derby that you know were favorable. So yeah, it's just kind of interesting how that comes together. You never know, but it was that's how it worked out. So it's confusing to have both of them sometimes, you know, when they're out of uniform. But they're both really good kids. They work hard. They do whatever you ask them to do. And football is important to them. They really try to get better. They really have improved a lot this year, and they've done a good job of in their role of, like on scout teams, being the other player that they're mimicking for practice and that type of thing. But Jacob's obviously contributed on the field for us as well. So, but they've improved a lot. They both think they both have a good future.
Tony Romo said on last week's broadcast that you said that running back was the deepest, strongest position, I think is the words he used. What is it about that group that you like so much?
Group's been productive for us. And I think when they've had a chance to play, they've all played well.
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks that all of those guys have been practice players of the week. Why is that, or what have they shown in practice?
Yeah, they've done a great job. We've faced some very good backs, and I would say unique backs. McCoy is a different kind of guy. Bell had a different type of running style, so things like that. So to try to get somebody to kind of give the defense the look that those players – the way those players do it, you know, take some work from that group. You just instead of going out there just taking the ball, running with it, it's trying to watch film and understand how those backs run and what would help our defense. But how to help the defense by giving them that same kind of look. They did a really good job of that. I know our defensive players and coaches really recognized it, appreciated it. We told them that on Wednesday. Well, this is a great look this week. Give it to us again on Thursday and Friday, and they did. And you come at the end of the week, and then you go into the game, and you feel like you're looking at something pretty similar to what you looked like in practice. Looked at practice, and a lot of times it goes the other way. It's not always that way. You know, you see something in practice, and then you get in the game. It's really what you've been practicing against isn't really what you're playing against. So, in those cases, it was recognized. They did a really good job for us.
Mimics another player in practice. Do you ever see that actually benefiting the player's game? Maybe he picks up something that he might not have otherwise done?
Sure, and we talk to the players about that all the time. Is that's your opportunity in practice as being somebody else, being another receiver, another tight end, or another corner, or another linebacker, or whatever the position is, to work on something else, to work on a speed-to-power move, to work on a double move, to work on a jump cut, to work whatever it happens to be, and that opportunity is, and usually offensively, to get the ball. So those kind of highlighted guys are players that, you know, we know we have to stop from the other team. They have plays designed to go to those players. So again, whether it's double moves or some type of special route that they run or special running play that is designed for them, it gives those players a chance to run it that we might not have that play, or they might not be the one running it. if we have a play like that or a similar play like that, it might be somebody else. So gives them a chance to work on that. A lot of times we see those things. We see, oh, gee, this guy ran a good or did a good job with this particular thing this week when he was pretending to be somebody else. Maybe that's a skill we hadn't clearly identified or seen it, had a chance to identify earlier, and now that kind of sticks out. And so, okay, let's maybe we can develop that a little bit more. So it's definitely it's a good opportunity for a player to highlight something that to have a chance to do something, then highlight the fact that he can do it.
What happened with Rob Gronkowski at the end of the previous Bills game, and what was said, tweeted, whatever that went on? Then, in the meantime, or especially this week, Bills players have all been saying the right things, conciliatory. We're focusing on the game, and your guys have absorbed and practiced your organizational philosophies here. It's week 16. How mindful are you of to keep an eye out for these things? Do you have coaches, short leash? I guess just in general, and things could get sideways, how do you monitor this as the game goes on to make sure nobody gets hurt, nobody gets in trouble?
Well, we're not, I don't believe, and our team doesn't believe in living in the past. So we can go back and look at a million things that have happened in every game. That's not really important to us. What's important to us is this game and our preparation for this game and our performance in this game. So that's what we're all focused on. That's what we will be focused on. And next week, it'll be next week. So we're not going to... There are certain things that have happened in other games that we learn from. We learn from every game. We address things that we feel like need to be addressed, that we need to learn from, and then we move on and attack the next situation. So right now we're getting ready for this game. That's what we're going to do. We've learned from a lot of things in the past weeks, past years, past practices, past situations. But we're all focused on this week and this game and how important it is and to go do our best. So that's what we're going to do.
No concern about losing focus once the ball starts.
Our concern is about going out there and playing our best. Coaching our best and playing our best. That's what we're all focused on. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Thanks.
All right. Yep, thank you.